With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Northwest pears are a delicious treat that's great for you. But getting your favorite pear to ripe perfection usually takes some time, which is sometimes an issue for consumers with an eat-it-now mentality. But Pear Bureau Northwest Kathy Stevenson says putting them in a bowl and allowing them to ripen for a few days is so worth it.
Absolutely worth the wait. The problem comes in if people don't know that they have to wait, and then they eat a pear that isn't perfect. It might keep them from buying in the future.
Stevenson says that first purchase is necessary, but
we spend a lot of time in our organization thinking about how do we create a repeat purchase? How do we get pear lovers to have a great experience and then come back and buy more? So we have to get into their shopping cart, and then we have to, at home, help them to create a really enjoyable experience.
She says pear ripeness can vary.
That does vary by different retailers. Some folks are bringing in pears that are closer to ripe, and they're putting them on the shelf. But then again, how do consumers know that these pears are closer to ripe versus when they go out the street and they buy at another grocery store where the pears have been in that cold stores religiously all the way through and come to us in this firm, easy to ship form? We've got to get that pear into, you know, a lovely tasting, sweet, juicy pear, and that falls into the consumer's hands. A lot of our education's around that.
Listen tomorrow for more on why ripening pears shouldn't prevent you from enjoying them.
Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA, and with us once again is Valent's Allison Walston. So this week, Allison, let's talk about the Soil Your Undies Challenge down in Oregon.
Yes, the Soil Your Undies Challenge helps growers and farmers have a fun way to evaluate the health of their soils. Simply by burying some large 100% cotton undies in or near your field, digging them up at least 60 days later, it can tell you a lot about your soil micropopulation.
So who's doing this challenge?
The concept is by Oregon's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Morrow County, and now female farmers in Marion County, Oregon are continuing the challenge.
So anyone can join just by submitting before and after pictures and farm info to any NRCS office.
The more deteriorated the undies, the healthier the soil. They also have recommendations how to achieve better soils. After burying, just be sure to mark the spot so you can find them later.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.